And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, kind of, almost. Michael Savage off tonight. This is Chris Plant coming to you from Washington, D.C., sitting in for Michael Savage on Savage Nation. Welcome, welcomen, bienvenue, all that good stuff. A great deal of anarchy in the world, particularly in the United States of America. Barack Obama's on the warpath over this fiscal cliff thing, having just come back from yet another vacation, this one in Florida, golfing with Tiger Woods. And he came back and he was furious today that the Congress hadn't solved all the nation's problems while he was in a gated community with millionaires and billionaires and the world's elites picking up a few golf tips, leader of the free world that he is. I remember when presidents were the leader of the free world. In fact, that was the case until January 20th, 2009, if I remember correctly. And then that role was abdicated by our current president, the resident of the White House, Barackus Obamas, the leader of his own world. And I want to get into what Barack Obama had to say earlier today at the White House. It was really extraordinarily petulant. It was smug. It was rife with hubris. It was embarrassing to me as an American who has always had faith in our political system. And the blame game that our president plays is beyond description. You actually have to witness it to believe it. But he apparently believes it's his job to come out and make an occasional statement on television, not take any questions from the press, pass the buck whenever possible, and it's always possible, and just take no responsibility for anything. I mean, the world is coming apart at the seams. Our nation is going off of a cliff, just to use the terminology that's so in vogue in Washington, D.C. these days. We're headed for the cliff. The president doesn't have a plan. Congress is in a state of gridlock. We are completely devoid of leadership. It's kind of a comical word around this town these days. And I'm embarrassed for everyone involved. But more than that, I think I'm just becoming sort of so sick of it, along with, I think, the vast majority of Americans, and so sick of the word they like to use is dysfunction. And it goes well beyond dysfunction because it's willful dysfunction. But in any event, I want to get into that a little bit later on in the program, and there's a great deal of crazy stuff going on out there. Colorado now looking at becoming the new Amsterdam with reefer tourism, marijuana tourism, because, you know, unlike in California and other places where you have to have a prescription to buy, legally acquire marijuana, in Colorado they voted to make it legal. Like alcohol, 21 and over, go to dispensaries and buy it, and there you have it. And they realized the obvious, and that is that Colorado is going to become a destination for a lot of people who want to smoke pot legally, although that normally is not an obstacle for people that do smoke pot, but may get into that a little bit later on. I want to start with something else this evening, and it has to do with the Second Amendment and all of the hubbub that is going on across this once great land of ours, having to do with the Second Amendment and guns. You know, after the awful, obviously, murder of 20 school children at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, the Democrats launched a jihad against the Second Amendment, and they are on a tear. I was talking a bit about it last night on Savage Nation, but more stuff has happened in the meantime, and I want to bring it to you because there are some really interesting ideas being bumped around by liberals and Democrats out there, including banning entire categories of weapons. Talked about Senator Dianne Feinstein's big plan to ban 150 or so weapons that she defines as assault weapons, and to ban. They love banning things, high-capacity magazines for ammunition, because they are pretending, and I don't think they believe it themselves, that that will, in some magical way, reduce the likelihood of another Sandy Hook, reduce the likelihood of another Aurora, Colorado movie theater scene, reduce the likelihood of street violence in America, when, in fact, as those of us who are paying attention know, According to FBI statistics, you're actually more likely to be murdered with a hammer or some other sort of bludgeon in the United States of America than you are to be murdered with a long gun of any kind, a rifle or a shotgun. So we're looking at minuscule numbers in the grand scheme of things of murders being committed in the United States of America with shotguns and long guns. More murders committed with baseball bats and other similar objects. And they're talking about banning, the Democrats are, not all rifles and shotguns, certainly, but just a small fraction of those. And they are pretending in their imaginary world that this is going to make us all safer. Our children will be safer. Our women will be safer. We'll all be safer. Murder will decline as an epidemic problem in Chicago, where they've essentially banned handguns, and all of the murders are being committed with handguns and not long guns. What is it now? I lost count in Chicago. Certainly more than 50 murders so far this year in Chicago. I didn't do my daily update today. But we've got some amazing new stuff from, among other people, Lunch Bucket Joe Biden. He is a heartbeat away from the presidency of the United States of America. If for no other reason, we should every day hope that Barack Obama remains healthy and the Secret Service keeps him secure, because Joe Biden is a heartbeat away. And Joe Biden was being interviewed by what would have to be described as a pretty obscure publication, Parents Magazine. Magazine Parents, you know, like your mom and dad, your parents. Parents Magazine interviewing Joe Biden. I mean, you know, he's not being interviewed by the White House correspondents from the New York Times or from CBS News. Not that that'd be a hard interview or anything like that, but Parents Magazine, really. What, next week it's highlights. Oh, and he's going to spot all of the tools in Abe Lincoln's hair in the drawing. And Highlights Magazine, pick it up at your dentist's office. This month, an interview with Lunch Bucket Joe, the Vice President of the United States of America. So he's being interviewed by Parents Magazine, and they're talking about gun control. And this is what I'm going to get to in this hour, at least. And we're at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. I want to talk about the Second Amendment and the plans that the Democrats have for personal security in the United States of America. What is it that Democrats have in the way of a plan for self-defense for Americans, for women, for our children? I want to call on you to explain to me and explain to our audience, and maybe Joe Biden is listening, driving in the back of the limousine. Maybe they don't give him control over the radio. I want you to tell me about what the Democrats have in mind for self-defense, what their plan is, how they plan on, and what they believe we ought to do and we ought to have. And I invite Democrats and liberals, certainly, to weigh in on this. If you believe that Joe Biden and the Democrats have a sane and rational plan that will actually serve to keep us safer. But I want you to listen to what a couple of Democrats have weighed in with today. One out of Colorado, a Democrat out of Colorado, Joe Salazar, who's a state representative and a Democrat. And he had some interesting ideas, because they are in the process in Colorado of passing a law that will make it illegal in Colorado. Colorado's not all Denver and Colorado Springs. There's a lot of sort of big open land out there and ranches, and they got wild animals and bears and all kinds of stuff and snakes, and people have guns in Colorado. It's a gun state, and they have concealed carry laws that are quite reasonable, and people are allowed to carry concealed weapons. But they're in the process there of banning, even if you have a concealed carry permit, banning your ability to carry weapons on college campuses and on school campuses, but on college campuses in particular, because they say that will keep students on campus safer. You know, in outside of Washington, D.C., where I am, we had the Virginia Tech massacre several years ago, an absolutely awful thing, and that was a gun-free zone. Liberals love gun-free zones. They'd like to make America a gun-free zone, but I want you to listen to what a couple of these Democrats have said just very, very recently. Joe Biden today. Let me go to Vice President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden. That's right.
So she's asking if...
I'm sorry.
A ban goes into effect on certain kinds of weapons and high-capacity magazines.
And what's her name?
Kate.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, who's ever coming in is not going to. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun.
There you go. Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. A double-barrel shotgun. Now, for the record, I live a short walk from where Joe Biden lives. He lives in the vice president's residence on a naval facility surrounded by Secret Service agents, a giant fence, monitors, cameras, sensors. There's probably a Predator drone overhead. There are armed federal law enforcement officers surrounding Joe Biden and his lovely wife, Dr. Jill Biden. Dr. Jill Biden. She's a PhD from the University of Delaware in education, but you must call her a doctor. And the idea that she would, a wooded area, my rumpus, they live on a federal reservation that is shrouded in dense security. So there he is, buy a shotgun, and if you need to, wooded area. And if it is wooded, you know, they're on a lot of acres, walk out on the balcony with a double-barrel shotgun and fire both rounds so you're standing there with an empty shotgun. You don't need an AR-15. Joe Biden, security professional. So Joe Biden's idea of security is that, you know, he believes, this is him saying that he believes in the Second Amendment and he believes in guns, and that you should get, you know, like a stagecoach gun, a little short barrel, short shoulder stock, double barrel shotgun. And when the stuff starts to hit the fan, well, you should by all means, Dr. Biden, step out on the balcony of the vice president's residence and fire two rounds in the air. And then the Secret Service, you know, would be spinning around with their handguns, and they've got AR-15s, I can assure you, close at hand. And they would respond because, you know, that's their job. Now, if you're out in the woods elsewhere and you've got a problem, I wouldn't recommend what Joe Biden is recommending. You know, if you live in a wooded area, a double-barrel shotgun, I'd suggest a pump shotgun with at least six rounds and keep some additional rounds nearby. Maybe a Smith & Wesson Governor, a nice revolver that fires 410 shotgun shells, a little more convenient than a 12-gauge pump action. But this is remarkable advice coming from him. All right? And now I want to go to another Democrat who's an elected Democrat in the great state of Colorado, where they're looking at, marijuana tourism. And his name is Joe Salazar. And he's talking about a law that they are moving through the State House in Colorado that would prohibit people, even people that have legal concealed carry permits, from carrying concealed on college campuses. And his argument, the argument that he's making, is that, on campuses they already have great stuff like call boxes. So if someone's attacking you and you're about to be raped, and this is what he's talking about, legitimate rape? I don't know, he didn't quite say legitimate rape, Joe Salazar, the Democrat, but he's talking about a woman, if you feel that you're about to be raped, well, he doesn't want women having guns because women are a little scatterbrained and they might become hysterical and just shoot any man walking by. And of course, you know, that'd get you into a heap of trouble. So you don't want that. Just, you know, bring a whistle maybe, and the whistle ought to do it. And if that doesn't work, maybe a call box. And that's the way we keep our daughters safe on college campuses. Listen to this guy. His name is Joe Salazar. He's an elected Democrat in Colorado.
There are some gender inequities on college campuses. This is true. And universities have been faced with that situation for a long time. That's why we have call boxes. That's why we have safe zones. That's why we have the whistles. Because you just don't know who you're going to be shooting at. And you don't know if you feel like you're going to be raped, or if you feel like someone's been following you around, or if you feel like you're in trouble, and when you may actually not be, that you pop out that gun and you pop around at somebody.
And you might just shoot some jamoke walking by, some schmo minding his own business, just looking like a rapist. And some hysterical girl, you know, with flipping her blonde hair over her shoulder, sees a guy, whips out a 44 Magnum, and bam, you know, blows his head clean off, right? So I think I've gone over a little bit here, haven't I? I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back to your phone calls. And the question that I've got for you is I'm asking you, tell me about the Democrat Party and their plan for self-defense in America and how they're going to keep us safer with their vision of personal security in the United States of America. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm Chris Plant, sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes. And through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-467-8616. That's 1-800-467-8616. 1-800-467-8616.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Is a vote traffic northbound 101 Rangsdorf Avenue in Mountain View. Got a crash, couple of cars, left lane is blocked. Further up the road, northbound 101 at Marsh Road, another accident there, a couple of cars involved. Looks like that's probably out of the lanes at the moment. It's off to the right shoulder. Northbound 680 Alum Rock, accident being reported there. Eastbound 80 at Appian Way, a stalled car. It looks like they're trying to push that over to the right shoulder. Should be out of the way shortly. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
Lou was in the room when Obama was being briefed on the Benghazi consulate attack. He refuses to say who's delivering the briefing. We're talking about the security of the United States of America. Barry Bonds could easily go to jail because of steroid use. And we're talking about people who are screwing the United States of America, and there are four dead Americans. That's the big difference here.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.75% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.75%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.75% 15-year money today.
Must own no other properties. No self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately, until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
Mike Huckabee. Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand it. Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We're back. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. And I actually want to go right to the phones. Let me go to Perry in Washington, D.C., listening on WML. Hey, Perry. Perry. Hello, Perry. I don't hear you, Perry.
Do you hear?
Hey, there you are. Yeah, now I got you.
Yeah, man. I was in the car driving home. I'm like, I thought they were just playing like a promotion for your show. I said, I got to hear this guy at night now, too. What's going
on? I only got about 2 minutes for you. What's wrong with these Democrats? What about Democrats and personal safety here, Perry?
I think it's all a game, man. It's really all a game. It doesn't make a difference. What has been done, like you said, the point has been made, is mostly handguns. You know I'm in the community, and it's really just handguns. It's literally 99.9% of the stuff that goes on in the body right. That drop are a result of handguns. So this other stuff they're talking about is not going to make a hill of beans of a difference.
So why are they playing this game? Now, and you're, for everybody that's listening, you're an Obama supporter.
I voted for him.
Yeah, and so what kind of game are they playing here?
I'm a government contractor, so my thing is what's going to be happening next Friday. That's what my focus is on right now.
On the going off the cliff?
Yeah.
Well, that's Barack Obama's idea. You know, they came up with it down at the White House. Now he wants to blame everybody else, and he's off golfing with Tiger Woods while Rome burns, you know?
Wouldn't be a sequester. He said that during the campaign, bud.
Yeah, but it's his idea. You know, I mean, he's going to have to take responsibility for something at some point, isn't he? He is an adult, isn't he? Going to come back to your calls. This is Chris Plant on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A San Jose man faces a possible third strike for allegedly beating a woman during an attempted purse snatching. The suspect also punched a second woman who tried to break things up. A Modesto woman faces up to 80 years in prison for stealing $2 million from prospective parents who used her surrogate parenting business. The woman took the money set aside to cover the medical expenses of surrogate mothers and egg donors. Taking a look at the roadways, Marin County, northbound 101, north San Pedro. A new accident. It's about the third one this afternoon. It's off to the right shoulder. Three cars involved. That commute is recovering, but still sluggish as you make your way out of San Rafael. Northbound 101 at Rangsdorf have a crash in the left lane. Traffic now backed up towards Highway 85. Slow in and out of San Francisco. Northbound 101 looks pretty good, but eastbound 80 sluggish from about the 101 split onto the lower deck. And the upper deck slows as you come out of the Treasure Island Tunnel, heavy to Highway 101. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to the San Francisco Bay Area. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this totally free event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education event. Come to numerous hotels throughout the San Francisco Bay Area today through Thursday. Reserve your seat now at richdadnow.com or call 1-800-930-1680. That's 1-800-930-1680. Register now and you'll receive a free 2-gig USB drive just for attending. Call 1-800-930-1680 or visit us at richdadnow.com today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'donnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities, financial planning, and advisory services are offered through Financial Telesis, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. O'Donnell Financial Group, LLC, and Financial Telesis, Inc. are not affiliated.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealership with Fiona, a service advisor who's talking today about caring for older vehicles.
That's right, Mike. Well, I don't have to tell you. When you get past 50, you might need to have some work done.
I beg your pardon.
50,000 miles. You know, when you get to 50, 60, 70, 80,000 miles on your vehicle, it could require more than just regular maintenance.
So what you're saying is if my car needs a nip or a tuck...
I think you mean electrical or mechanical, but yes, we can help keep your older vehicle running well.
Help your vehicle get well soon with a great deal on expert service. Ford is offering the works for $39.95 with a $10 mail-in rebate. That means a synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more for $29.95 or less. Stop by your local Ford dealer today.
So bring your older vehicle into your Ford dealership, and we'll take care of it.
And by older, she means more experienced.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 331-13.
Sean Hannity.
This is a critical time where we are beginning to see the great difference, and we know we're right.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right. We're back. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation, coming to you from the studios of WMAL in Washington, D.C., your nation's capital, such as it is. And don't forget to go to michaelsavage.com online, the website. Get a copy of your book, A Time for War, on michaelsavage.com. We're talking about Democrats and some of the wacky things that they've been proposing lately, like banning certain weapons with smaller bullets, but still allowing you to buy larger weapons with larger bullets, for example. A state lawmaker in Colorado going to the floor of the assembly there and offering up some really remarkable stuff about a piece of legislation they're looking to pass that would prohibit people with legal concealed carry permits from carrying on college campuses in Colorado. And he recommends that if, you know, you're a woman on campus, he suggests that you know, gosh, really, young women shouldn't have guns because they might think that somebody's going to rape them and just pull out their gun and shoot the guy, you know, and when the guy had no ill intentions at all. So we can't have that going on. And he's since apologized for his statement. Of course, they like to apologize. They're big on apologizing, these guys. And then Democrats are all in the clear, you know, once they apologize for making really absurd, outrageous, misogynist, irrational, anti-Second Amendment statements. And at the University of Colorado, they put out a guide for women and suggest to them not that they get mace or that they, you know, learn to defend themselves by picking up the Israeli defense system of Krav Maga. No. No, don't get a gun and a concealed carry permit and learn to use it. No. No, they recommend that that you get a whistle, that you take your shoes off and run because it's easier to run without girl shoes. That's another recommendation there from more liberals. And if that doesn't work, try vomiting or urinating. So I'm asking you, what is the plan that the Democrats have when it comes to self-defense? And, you know, does it make sense to you that they're taking this position? And if it doesn't make sense to you, then why do you think they're taking this approach to ban this and not that, to recommend you get a whistle, to say that girls really shouldn't carry guns because they might just shoot some innocent guy who they think plans on raping them? This is amazing rhetoric. They're lucky they're not Republicans, because they'd really be crucified for this stuff. Where am I going? Let me see. Let's go to Jeffrey on line 7 on WABC in New York. Hey, Jeffrey, you're on the Michael Savage Show and Savage Nation with Chris Plant.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. This is Jared. I'm sorry, Jared.
My name is Jeffrey.
My apologies. Jeffrey, go right ahead.
That's fine. Don't worry, sir. I have something written down I'd like you to listen to. I'll make it short and sweet so you can give your other listeners a chance to call in. This is what I wrote regarding the Second Amendment. We have a constitution that is the footprint of other of this republic, with the Second Amendment that states we have the right to bear arms, that give the arms industry an open right to sell to a market in some states unregulated. In most cases, these arms have been used and were not for personal protection, but used as a threat to our citizens, reasoning that they are easily obtained and in a way to control situations without relying on law enforcement. It's called taking the law into your own hands. In other words, to arm yourself in two ways. Firstly, to prepare yourself in case of a situation or personal threat, or secondly, to arm yourself for a premeditated scenario. There is no question firearms will eliminate any threat to our person, but it's the ultimate elimination in the case of mistakes or either party. It's non-reversible. Most of the time is used in anger and in a non-responsible manner. Our Second Amendment, or the right to bear arms, was enacted when this country claimed independence from Great Britain. And based on limited protection our army could give to its new citizens, the privilege of individual right to bear arms, and the reasoning is that not only have the people of this new land risked their existence by being part of it, but have shown through their allegiance the right to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. As this country initiated the written...
Now, are you reading me a book or something? Because you're obviously reading from something. You're British, I take it, yes?
No, almost finished. I wrote this down to make it short and sweet and to make
really?
It in a way that you'll understand it. That's all.
Now, I always have difficulty understanding things, so I appreciate that. And short and sweet apparently has an elastic definition where you come from. So you've gotten a number of things wrong just so far. It's not unregulated. It's very heavily regulated. We have a Second Amendment, yes, because we were kicking, you know, your ancestors out because they were brutalizing, you know, yet another group of people on yet another continent. But that said, we have a Second Amendment for a range of reasons that I don't really feel is necessary to go into right now. Yeah, one of the things you threw in there is that there is no question that it eliminates the threat. And I and most of us in America believe in the right to self-defense. We also recognize the fact that when seconds count, the police can be there in minutes. We don't look to the state to solve all of our problems for us. And if we did, we would be disappointed a great deal of the time. And what we're talking about here today, Jared, is the fact that the Democrats have these proposals on the table that that they say will make us that will make us safer, and I just don't believe that these measures will make us safer. In fact, I believe that the Democrats misunderstand what we're talking about here. And in fact, I'll go further than that. I believe that they don't believe that this will make us safer, and therefore I'm suggesting that they have an ulterior motive, and that their motive is not to make our children safer, to make our mothers and our wives and our daughters safer. That's not their motivation at all, and that their motivation must be something other than that. Because, I mean, I think you'd agree, Jeffrey, that you know, banning 150 rifles and allowing you to buy 2,000 others won't make anybody safer. Do you really think that, that will make us safer? Do you really think that what Joe Biden said about getting a double-barrel shotgun, going out on your balcony, firing the two rounds that you have will make you safer? I mean, does this really make sense to you?
No, it's nothing to do with it. I'm talking about banning guns, period, across the board, every type of arm, because we're basically irresponsible. And this is my I'm finalizing on two sentences here regarding this, and you may understand it now. Then this is my answer to it. We need to change the Constitution to interpretate our present day presence of our society and change the wording to read the right to bear arms given privilege to by the elected authorities to protect the citizens of this country in a manner seemed acceptable by the people, the law used only for the people, and a revision should be enacted every 4 years. The right to bear arms in many cases caused individual fatalities that could have been avoided if the firearms were unobtainable and amendments were enacted to our Constitution. Yeah. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, that's it. Those are some long sentences. I'm thinking you've got a lot of commas in there. Is this Piers Morgan from CNN? Aren't you actually on the air right now, Mr. Morgan? You know, look, so we should amend the Constitution in order to disarm the American people, and that the government should be the only ones with arms.
No, we shouldn't. No, the people are the government.
Remember? Yes, I noticed that. Yeah. Well, that was true until about 4 years ago. But I got to tell you, Mr. Morgan, I think that was Piers Morgan. Was that Piers Morgan? I got to tell you, that's amend the Constitution to do away, and the people are the that's good. A private school education, no doubt, in good old Great Britain. I'm just going to sort of ignore much of what you said, but you did say in there that there's no question that it eliminates the threats. And I'm going to move on from you now. Are we going to go to Jared? Let's go. Can we do that? Let's go to Jared in New York. Jared, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant.
Hey, Chris. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet.
I'd just like to kind of make a comment on what the last person said about basically banning gun ownership for all people. And I think that that is pretty much impossible, because there are some very smart people out there who, if they cannot buy guns, they can very much well build them themselves. I mean, if you go on Google and you Google shovel AK-47, you will see that there's this one guy. He actually took
a printer. Yeah, I know. But hang on a sec, because forget about that. There are 300 million guns in the United States. What are you going to do, go around and round them all up?
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible. And I think it's absolutely absurd that you can take that right away from people. It's impossible, because one way or another, people will, illegal or not, be able to manufacture guns for themselves. I mean,
again, more people are killed with hammers and bludgeons than are killed with rifles. And so Democrats decided that they want to ban, you know, about 1 out of 20 rifles, and then they dust their hands off and say problem solved. I mean, it's irrational. It's dishonest. And there must be some other motive, because this can't be a serious proposal to reduce crime. I mean, you know, you don't seriously think that what they're proposing is going to make people safer. And in Colorado, I find this whole thing to be absolutely amazing that they would propose that they disarm college campuses, which is, for the most part, where we keep all the hot chicks, and you put a sign out on the highway saying, you know, college campus, even though in Colorado you can carry concealed, you can't carry concealed over here, and the place is spilling over with hot young women who are 20 years old. You know, and we'll just disarm this zone so that all the psychos know that nobody here can be armed. We've disarmed them. The state has disarmed the men and the women here, and we've filled the place with hot women.
And one of the points I want to make was that if, those laws may very well disarm law-abiding citizens like you and myself, but criminals will be able to fairly easily make these weapons. They don't even have to ship them across the border between the technologies.
Well, I mean, again, forget about making them on your super printer. There are hundreds of millions of guns out there. What are you going to do about that? Just start with that. So it's irrational. And here's the important thing, Jared. It's dishonest.
Yes. I agree with you. You know? It's absolutely dishonest.
Then what's their real motive? Then what are the Democrats really talking about here? What are they really trying to do?
Control. They want control. And that's what it all comes down to. They aren't against guns. They're against we, the people owning guns. That's why they're buying tons of guns and ammunition, but they're telling, nope, you can't have one. They don't care about you. They want them all, they want control.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Biden goes around with a phalanx of, inappropriately, of Secret Service. And his wife has, you know, I see his wife going around in my neighborhood with a little mini motorcade and armored vehicles and gun-toting federal officers. And Joe Biden travels in, you know, like a ridiculously large motorcade, given how irrelevant he is. And I marvel at the fact that these Democrats, you know, Governor Cuomo in New York, who travels with a detail of armed New York police officers, state police officers, even when he travels out of town, he's got this, you know, this phalanx of armed men around him, big, burly, gnarly dudes with handguns with a whole bunch of ammo in these things. And they're telling us, well, you don't need them. You know, we do, but you don't. The reality is that it's become quite apparent, even though they're not transparent about it, that they have an agenda here, but their agenda doesn't seem to be to make us safer, to make, you know, women on campus safer. I think that they're taking action that will make women, and he's talking about, you know, women shooting guys when they think they're going to be raped, but they're not really going to be raped. It's despicably misogynist. It's dismissive of women's ability to make decisions for themselves. Women actually shoot better than men, as a rule. And, you know, whatever it is they're up to, it's not about making us safer. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We're going to make some money here. Be right back to your calls. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady? lady.
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Here's a vote traffic northbound 101 Freitas Parkway in Marin County. Have an accident. It's been pushed to the center. Divided traffic still a bit slow getting through the area. Northbound 101 Rengstorf in Mountain View. That crash was in the left lane. It has been cleared. All lanes are open. Traffic recovering, but still heavy from Highway 85. Southbound 87 still a little slow from 101 down towards 280. An earlier accident there has been cleared. And things out of the city looking pretty good. No problems. Northbound 101 onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP. A tax law firm at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Grab your sea legs for an exciting visit to Aquarium of the Bay at Fisherman's Wharf. See sharks, jellies, rays, and hundreds more. SweetJack.com's nabbed half off.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Sean Hannity.
At some point, America's going to come calling for conservative answers because they are the only ones that will work.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
There are some gender inequities on college campuses. This is true. And universities have been faced with that situation for a long time. That's why we have call boxes. That's why we have safe zones. That's why we have the whistles. Because you just don't know who you're going to be shooting at. And you don't know if you feel like you're going to be raped or if you feel like someone's been following you around or if you feel like you're in trouble and when you may actually not be, that you pop out that gun and you pop around at somebody.
Yeah, you just don't know who you're going to be shooting at. Democrat Joe Salazar, state of Colorado, where they are going to make, they're trying to make, college campuses gun-free zones, even though they have reasonable concealed carry laws in the state of Colorado. And the University of Colorado has made some, they put together a list of things that women should consider to avoid rape, including vomiting and urinating. These are their plans. Don't carry a gun. Go to a safe zone. It's got a safe zone. Nobody can rape you there. It's called a safe zone, for Pete's sake, so they can't do that. Let me go to the phones. Let's go to Susie in Arizona. Susie, you're on the Michael Savage Show with Chris Plant.
Mr. Plant, I've got a couple of comments.
In fact, I'm from Colorado. There's a reason I'm from Colorado, and I don't go back, and it's such stupidity as this gentleman. It's nothing new for Colorado, absolutely nothing new. They're notorious for it. I mean, down here we have everybody has a gun. Everybody I know has a weapon for self-defense. We have to. There's snakes. We live in a desert community. We're a desert people. And my favorite, my very favorite, was Dianne Feinstein with all of her guns laid out that she wants to make illegal. And she's holding up an AK, and she's got her hand on the trigger. How stupid is this woman?
And with the magazine in and the bolt closed.
Oh, you saw that. And
yeah, so there, so you had every reason to believe, if you're there, that this weapon is loaded and ready to go and hot, and she's got her finger on the trigger. I mean, it was like a Leslie Nielsen movie or something.
No such thing as an unloaded weapon. They're all
right.
Loaded until you clear them out and you show the person you're with that it's clear.
And then still consider it to be loaded. And, you know, she used to carry concealed herself because a radical left-wing group was threatening her life and her husband's life.
Well, I wonder why.
Well, it was a radical left-wing black militant group in San Francisco. So she actually used to carry concealed, but she apparently is unfamiliar with rifles, and she's probably unfamiliar with pretty much everything. You know, but you know, what are the Democrats doing here? I mean, what's their plan? What are they trying to accomplish, Susie?
Have a workable plan, because they don't know anything about guns. They don't know anything about gun safety. They don't know about the responsibility of handling weapons. I'm a single parent. My husband is disabled, and he's gone most of the time, and I have a 12-year-old daughter. Now, I'm not going to see my country that my ancestors fought in the Revolution for become a place like the land down under, or our good friends Australia. They actually took rifles and had people turn them in. There was an increase in home break-ins. There was an increase in crime. I mean, all the criminals had the guns. And then what stopped them from returning the weapons to the people so expeditiously was they didn't know what constituted a break-in, a home break-in. I'll tell you what constitutes one. It's when some son of a gun breaks in my door and without my permission, and there they stand, and they're going to be looking down the barrel of a shotgun. And the reason it's going to be a shotgun in my home is because that's the safest weapon for home defense. If I'm out in my car or someplace else, I have a handgun. And that's how it's...
Which is, you have a legal license for it and you've been trained with it?
Yes, sir. And so is my 12-year-old daughter.
Well, you know, Joe Biden says that you should take that shotgun, go out on the balcony, and fire it into the air.
Can I fire it at Joe? He's an idiot.
Well, no, that would be illegal, actually. That would be frowned upon for a variety of reasons. But I wouldn't recommend walking out on the balcony and discharging the firearm in the air. That doesn't actually accomplish anything. I mean,
no.
You know, if you like fireworks or something.
I never do that, sir. And I'm a responsible gun owner. I'm a parent, I'm a single parent, and I'm a responsible parent, and I'm a responsible gun owner.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Democrats have, and this is, it's not quite a mystery. Thank you, Susie. It's not quite a mystery why the Democrats have all of these harebrained schemes, all of these wacky ideas. You know, if you're on campus and some creep is chasing you, go to a safe zone and blow a whistle. Oh, thanks for that. Joe Biden says, go out on the balcony and fire two shots in the air. That's a good idea. Maybe try vomiting and urinating. This is like the Democrats' first and last line of defense.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Good evening. This isn't Michael Savage tonight. This is Chris Plant, sitting in for Michael Savage on The Savage Nation. Don't forget to go to michaelsavage.com on Al Gore's amazing internet and pick yourself up a box full of his books, A Time for War. We are we're talking about, and a bit later on, I'm going to get into Barack Obama's today. Just back from another vacation, this one golfing with millionaires and billionaires in Florida, getting some golf tips from the stars, golfing with Tiger Woods, who actually came out and talked about it today a little bit. Who's the bigger celebrity? Kind of hard to say. And he came back and complained that while he was gone, the Congress didn't fix everything for him. What a guy. What a leader. What a man. Women want him and men want to be him. Not really. But the Democrats, including Lunchbucket Joe Biden, the Vice President of the United States, has some advice for American women. And I'm marveling at what I see. Honestly, if these guys were Republicans, they'd be nailed to a piece of wood on a daily basis. The stuff that they say, Lunchbucket Joe doesn't know what state he's in, doesn't know how many letters are in the word jobs. Thinks you have to have an Indian accent to go into 7-Elevens or Dunkin' Donuts in the state of Delaware. That's not racist. Thinks that Barack Obama is the first black guy to come along who's articulate and bright and clean. And he's a hero of the left. He's supposed to be a foreign policy genius. I think that means that, he can name all the countries in a map of South America, something like that. Because if he's a foreign policy genius, well, I guess it would explain why we're in the shape that we're in. Barack Obama now claiming that he has actually cut the deficit by $2.5 trillion. This is what he's claiming. Barack Obama claiming that he and his administration in the last 4 years have cut the debt by $2.5 trillion, when in reality he's added $5.9 trillion to the debt. Next time I think around presidential elections, we should have a math test for all potential future presidents of the United States. And if they can't pass sort of a basic standardized president math test, a presidential math test, then they should be declared ineligible for the office. Oh, but that'd be like a poll tax, wouldn't it? CNS News today. President Barack Obama claimed today that since he's been president, both parties have worked together to cut the federal deficit by $2.5 trillion, despite the fact that the national debt has actually increased by $5.9 trillion during his presidency, which is more than it increased under all other presidents from George Washington through Bill Clinton combined. But he assures us that he's actually saved us $2.5 trillion. Democrat math. Isn't that amazing? He's a remarkable man. These are remarkable times. I'm so proud to be an American and to live in Washington, D.C. at this moment in time. So Lunchbucket Joe has advice for women. If you find yourself in a desperate situation and you're at home, you should have a double-barrel shotgun. You should walk out on the balcony and fire it into the air. What this accomplishes is not entirely clear. It reminds me of... that reminds me of an old Monty Python skit from Monty Python's Flying Circus. A long time ago, there was a boxer, and I think it was played by John Cleese. And every morning, he would wake up at 3 o'clock, jump out of bed, go outside his house, rub gravel in his hair, then go back in and go to sleep until 7 a.m. And nobody knew why. Now, why you would take your perfectly good 12-gauge shotgun with two rounds in it, go out on the, and somebody, there's an intruder in the house, your life is in danger, and his recommendation is that you go outside and fire your only two shots in the air. And then, I don't know, I don't think he's actually thought it through beyond that point. And he did have that brain surgery thing. And when you have brain surgery, you know, there is a period of time where blood flow to your brain is restricted, is cut off, so they can do the repair work, you know. And during that time when the blood, this is actually true. I'm not a neurosurgeon, but I play one on the radio sometimes. And it kills brain cells. Brain cells die. And you develop after that point, you live, and your brain is fixed, hopefully all patched up. But you're going to have some unusual idiosyncrasies after that. And Joe Biden is certainly proof of that. He was selected by Barack Obama to become the Vice President of the United States. What more do you need to know? Of all of the people available in a nation of 310 million people, he picked Joe Biden to be a heartbeat away. Isn't that amazing? Remarkable. And a Democrat, Joe Salazar, in Colorado, who is advocating creating gun-free zones on college campuses around Colorado, gun-free zones, is suggesting that women just don't really have the smarts to know when to shoot a guy or not shoot a guy. University of Colorado, in the meantime, put out guidance for women who fear they might be raped. They suggest that you vomit or urinate as a form of deterrence in order to ward off potential rapists. This is the Democrat Personal Security Program. It's not exactly karate, is it? It's not exactly mace and a snub-nose 38. Because the truth is, if my best girl in the world were out in a place where I thought she was in danger, I would prefer that she have a snub-nose 38 and not walk around chugging from a water from a 2-liter bottle just on the off chance that she might have to suddenly and spontaneously urinate. Democrats. So I'm throwing it around here. I'm throwing it around here tonight. And, you know, I mean, does it make sense to you that, that this is what the Democrats are suggesting as personal security techniques? And if these are not really serious proposals as personal security techniques, then why are they advocating all of this? That's what I want to know from you. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Let me go to the telephones. Let's go to Jose, listening on WABC in New York, New York. Hey, Jose.
Oh, hi, Chris. And first, let's look at some of the big items, tickets that they agree on, the Republicans and Democrats. They agree on immigration, illegal immigration. They want to legalize about 30 million illegal aliens in the country who are in here illegally, who should be deported. Republicans want to create 30 million Democratic voters. 30 million will be 100 million through the Family Unification Act. Then we have a situation also with government spending. I mean, government spending was out of control under Bush. I remember George Bush and Teddy Kennedy in the Rose Garden holding hands and signing the bill for No Child Left Behind.
Well, and Medicare Part D also, which was another giant spending bill. It's rather off topic, but yeah, I mean, yeah.
No.
What your point is that the Republicans are a mess, too.
Right. There's actually no opposition. But here the problem is, once they legalize these invaders, the Republican Party will disappear. As we know, it'll finish it off, unfortunately. Conservatives, there are conservative voters, but there is no conservative politicians out there, realistically, unfortunately. And with the gun control thing, too, Republicans have let it get out of control because they've never really addressed the issue and really slammed it back in the Democrats' face. We know there are certain Democrat congressmen and senators in Midwestern states and Southern states and upper Northern states who cannot go for gun control because those are big gun states. Their guys go out there hunting. They love their hunting. They love going to the range. And that's something that's part of their lives. There are 12-year-old girls in West Virginia who could shoot better than probably 80% of the New York City police force. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
But the
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, my best girl with whom I live in sin shoots better than I do. We go to the range. We do sports shooting. We, do all this stuff. But let me get you back to the question for a second, if I could, Jose. Because, I mean, look, you're right. The Republicans have been reckless and irresponsible in 100 different ways. And I think that there are some conservatives. I think Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and, you know, hopefully Marco Rubio and others are going to rise to the occasion at this very important time in America. History. The numbers you use on the number of people illegally in the country could be debated. But that aside, for the moment, if the Democrats aren't looking to make our schools safer and make women safer on college campuses, which they clearly aren't, then what are they up to?
Okay, what they're up to really is to confiscate the guns. Let's face the fact, the shooter in Aurora, the lunatic up in Connecticut, those guys were maniacs. Those were lunatics. They should have been, obviously, they should have been confined to an insane asylum, those guys. And there are people around them who knew they were crazy, but the liberals, the Democrats, made it harder to put these people away in institutions. Years ago, they did put people away. We know there was a lot of abuse involved, but now we're gone, swung to the other end. We will let these lunatics run around, and we know every once in a while they're going to go off. Those shooters have to be stopped immediately when they're in a school and they're in a mall. We know that. You brought up Rubio. Rubio is one of the guys pushing amnesty in the Senate. So why would he be a big top Republican in the future for? Mm-hmm. To me, it looks like if he gets his way, there's going to be 30 million more Democratic voters in the country. But I notice they're pushing him and Rand Paul and even this guy Ted Cruz. The bottom line is this. I don't really believe these guys are truly conservatives. I really believe that they're part of the establishment, and there's no way they can get where they are without the establishment accepting them. I'm not falling for this. There are people out there falling for this. They say Rubio's name is mentioned more on talk radio every day than probably Ronald Reagan and any other famous conservative in the last 50 years. They're pushing him the same way they pushed Colin Powell 20 years ago. And if he's if Rubio's pushing amnesty for invaders, he is not on your side, because it's going to create 30 million more Democratic voters. That will be the end of the conservative movement in America for our chances of ever having anything go away. Always remember, we're always fighting what they're doing or what they've done, the liberal Democrats. We never get our way. Is that a coincidence? If it was a coincidence, wouldn't something go our way at least once every 30 years? It never does. Look at the poor abortion people. They're the most abused voters in America. They're always told, look, you got to wait 100 years. We got to change the Supreme Court. Come on. Those people are the toughest people. Yeah. Campaigning, primaries, they're out there in snowstorms, putting up signs, getting voters out. They're the most abused voters in America, too.
Jose, look, I like you got a lot of stuff that you want to cover, and I'm with you. I understand what you're talking about here, but we got a clock we've got to deal with, because this ain't NPR. We pay our own bills, and a lot of things to chew on, no doubt, Jose, but you know, when it comes to the guns, you say, well, in the end, their goal is to confiscate them all, to take them all away. And is that the goal in and of itself? Is that the end game? Is that really all there is to it? Is it about something more than that? I'm Chris Plant, in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready, and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
It just keeps getting better. Ovation Cell Therapy is helping hundreds of thousands of people feel better about their hair every day.
I absolutely love Ovation Cell Therapy. My damaged hair has been repaired, and it feels so much thicker and stronger. Thanks, Ovation, for such a wonderful product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help reduce breakage and hair loss caused by chemicals, heat styling, extensions, and overprocessing, restoring your hair to a healthier, shinier, more manageable appearance.
I am so impressed with the Ovation products. This is the only system that actually works as advertised. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe, effective, and very easy to use. Ovation is guaranteed to grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast, or you get your money back.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, simply log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
Ovation Cell Therapy. You can't go wrong. It's guaranteed.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jolt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
Unbeatable, unbelievable values. Where have you heard that before? Too many times. So we become immune to the hype. Hi, I'm Richard Russell, and at age 76, I thought I've seen it all. But because of a computer glitch, a major Better End manufacturer found a ton of merchandise they didn't know they had. I got the call and bought the largest amount of goods at the biggest discount in my entire career. And four new containers have just come in, and the buys are spectacular. So if you want great savings on better goods, don't miss the President's Sale, where you can save up to 80%. We carry famous brand names such as Better Homes and Gardens, Flexsteel, Drexel, Pennsylvania House, Lauren by Ralph Lauren, and Tommy Bahama. So it does pay to believe, even if it sounds too good to believe. Let us wow you at our President's Sale during February at Russell's Furniture, 2645 El Camino, Santa Clara, and the Outlet Center in Dublin at the Amador Plaza.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. I'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
All right, we are back. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation, coming to you live and almost in person from the WML studios in Washington, D.C. And we are talking about these crazy Democrats and their wacky ideas when it comes to personal security and protection, getting some interesting perspective on a number of things here. But I got to play this Joe Biden cut again, because Joe Biden was being interviewed by Parent Magazine and was asked, well, you know, gosh, what about keeping your wife safe? And, you know, you live in the vice president's mansion on Massachusetts Avenue and surrounded by heavy security. But, you know, what do you tell her about staying safe? And this is what Joe Biden had to say about it.
So she's asking if a ban goes into effect on certain kinds of weapons and high-capacity magazines.
And what's her name?
Kate.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. Have the shells, the 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever's ever coming in is not going to. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun.
Yeah, that's good advice. And if you do have an AR-15, I assume that Joe Biden would suggest that you take your AR-15, go outside on the balcony, fire all 30 rounds, and then stand there like a moron. I'm just guessing. If you have a Glock and it takes, 17 rounds, pardon me, walk out on the balcony, fire 17 rounds, and then guarantee you won't have a problem. All right. There you go. Lunch Bucket Joe. He's my number two. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Doug, listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Hey, Doug.
My wife and I are certified NRA pistol instructors. And let me tell you, that Congressman Salazar does not know what he's talking about, and Vice President Biden is an idiot. First of all, thousands of legal concealed carry permit holders are all over the country, and we are not accidentally shooting people or illegally shooting people. Those are the facts. Court decisions have made it very clear the police are not responsible for protecting individual citizens. That's why if a crime is committed against you, you can't sue the police for malpractice because they can't do it. They're unable to do it. And unfortunately, I've got a very sad story to tell you. My wife's cousin a couple of years ago is at home at night sleeping. Her husband's working the night shift at the factory. A man breaks into through her window, brutally rapes and stabs her to death. This is in New Jersey, where she can't or makes it very difficult to get a weapon to protect herself. I'm sure she would have known the man climbing through her window was not her husband, and if she had a gun, she might have been able to protect herself.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of the idea, and that's the function of the Second Amendment. And you know, I mean, I said it a little earlier, but police officers will tell you, and I and Doug, you probably have friends who are police officers too, NRA instructor, and your wife is an NRA instructor. When seconds count and your life is on the line, the police can be there in minutes, and that's not the formula that you want. And also, this Colorado Democrat, Doug, this lawmaker in Colorado, Joe Salazar, with the suggesting that women, you know, are just going to shoot some guy because they don't know whether the guy wants to rape her or not. So, you know, was it legitimate rape? He didn't say. But he's suggesting that, you know, these ditzy women are just going to go around whipping out guns and blasting away and asking questions later. Now, you're an instructor. What's your experience with women and concealed carry women and firearms?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you, my wife was asked to be an instructor specifically to teach the women's class. Mm-hmm. Concealed carry permit holders take their rights very, very responsibly. They have a very healthy respect for the weapon. They do not want to hurt people, but they do want to protect themselves. That is the most important thing.
And that's the most important thing, no doubt about it. You teach at the NRA range in Fairfax?
Last night.
Is that you? That's where you were both teaching last night. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Doug.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-397-7200 for your free quote. Call 1-800-397-7200. That's 1-800-397-7200. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
Hey, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A missing toddler from Castroville was found dead today, 2 weeks after she was last seen at her grandmother's house. Her father was arrested in Southern California on murder charges. A 15-year-old El Dorado boy has been killed in a sledding accident in Nevada. Authorities say Dylan Ridolfi was sledding down a hill Sunday and hit a tree in the Sheep's Flat area of southern Washoe County. It's likely that marijuana dispensaries will be outlawed in Pittsburgh in the next 30 days. The city council is scheduled to give formal approval to the ordinance at a meeting tonight. Taking a look at the roadways, have a new crash. Northbound 101, Fair Oaks in Sunnyvale. Looks like a couple of cars should be off to the right shoulder. In fact, one of those cars went into the ditch. Northbound 101, Oregon Expressway, have a cone in the right lane. Bit of a traffic hazard for you. And a stall, Dumbarton Bridge, eastbound at the toll plaza. It's a big rig in the left lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Everyone says use Zero Res. That's what people who use Zero Res are saying. Call the professionals at Zero Res to come and sanitize and extract the winter bugs from your house. It's like a spa treatment for your carpet, upholstery, and tile. Zero Res uses alkaline water instead of soap to sanitize your carpets, leaving it soft and smelling fresh. Zero Res is green, safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers. Zero Res technicians are prompt, polite, and professionally trained. You'll feel safe having them in your home. If your home's full of winter dust,
dust.
Then get it clean. Zero Res Clean. Traditional methods leave your carpet sticky and wet. Zero Res leaves a fresh smell and it dries quickly. No one gets your carpet closer to new than Zero Res. No more stiff, crunchy carpet. Everyone says use Zero Res.
Ask about the KSFO special. $119 for three rooms, and they'll clean your front carpet and floor mats in your car, truck, or van for free. Call 877-321-0739 or book online at ZeroBayArea.com. Zero Res also cleans commercial spaces. Call for a quote today.
Guys, isn't it high time you did something about that ugly toenail fungus? Especially with spring right around the corner? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele Show, he consistently encouraged listeners with nail fungus to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. Don't kid yourself. Yes, us gals notice your feet, and yes, it's a deal-breaker. But it doesn't have to be. The New Toes doctors have successfully treated over 10,000 of your Bay Area friends and neighbors. So what are you waiting for? A deal? You got it. The New Toes doctors are offering $100 off treatment now through March 3rd. So get New Toes ASAP. Because before you know it, you'll be heading for the beach, the park, the pool, and beyond. Book your appointment today and be on your way to healthy new toes while saving $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. Take a step in the right direction. 800-NEW-TOES.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Since the dawn of time, three tools have shaped human history. Fire, big sharp rocks, and iHeartRadio.
And while fire and big sharp rocks are nice, only iHeartRadio allows you to stay connected with over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country.
Let's see a rock do that.
The dawn of a new era.
Experience the life-altering iHeartRadio app completely free.
I give you the future.
Online at iHeartRadio.com.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And we are back. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Don't forget to go to michaelsavage.com on Al Gore's amazing internet and take a look at A Time for War, Dr. Savage's new book, and we are at 855-400-SAVAGE. Talking about the Second Amendment, the Democrats, and their plans for your personal security, or the lack thereof. It is a ceaselessly amazing time in which we live. There are so many outrageous stories coming out of Washington, D.C. today that it's... What is the line from Apocalypse Now I'm going to have to edit it and clean it up a little bit. The stuff piles up so fast around here that you need wings to stay above it. Well, that's kind of the way that Washington, D.C. is right now under Barack Obama. It's the fiscal cliff. We've got Barack Obama coming out and holding a funny little dog and pony. Press availability where the press doesn't get to ask any questions. It's kind of like Pyongyang. You know, it's like Iran around here. We have the official news media of the Obama administration, and then we have talk radio and Fox News, the only independent media left. Feel like Radio Free America over here. It's like the Wolverines on our own in the mountains at this point. And the Democrats keep coming up with all these brilliant ideas that they pretend are going to make things better, make us safer, keep our children safer in schools, keep our women folk safe on the wagon train, and that the ideas, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, that they come up with will, of course, accomplish nothing of the kind, a minor detail in the scheme of things. Let me go to the telephones. Let's go to Bill in New York, listening on WABC. Bill, you're on Savage Nation with Chris Plant, sitting in for Michael Savage.
Yeah, hi. Sitting here listening to the callers, I think I've come up with a solution for the school shootings that have been going on in the last few years.
Yeah.
I propose that we close them all. Close every school, anything considered being a school, and then nobody could be shot in a school. You know, because if we could just save one life, you know, just one, like, what would you rather have, a dead child or a dumb child? So I think it's a wonderful idea. But moving on from there, I want to get back to...
And Barack Obama did say, if we can save just one life, if we can save just one life, let's lose the Second Amendment, and it would save one life, and it's worth it. Then the Bill of Rights will be the First Amendment, onto the Third Amendment, and then carry on from there.
Yeah, well, if you looked at my solution, closing every school, and it's I'm saving... No one could be shot in a school anymore. They don't.
And think of all the money you'd save on running schools and everything, too. You know, you're right. And we should close down movie theaters and shopping malls.
If it happens again, or malls, if it happens in a mall, you close those. And this way you solve the problem once and for all. Because when you see the Democrats' solution, we don't know what they're proposing is going to solve that particular problem. You have to wait and see. My solution... No, you don't have to wait. You do it, and that's it. Over with. You saved all those lives.
It's kind of what you say, Bill, reminds me of an old George Carlin thing. George Carlin used to do a routine where he talked about the glass being half full and the glass being half empty, and some people see it as glass being half full and the glass being half empty. He said that his take on it was that the glass was too damn big. And your solution is kind of like that. That's what I dislike this phrase intensely. You're thinking outside of the box, Bill. You're saying, well, wait a minute. You want to solve the problem of school shootings. Don't ban guns. Ban schools. See, it's just like solving the same problem from the other end.
Right. And not only that, but it's 100%. You just solved that problem 100%.
Nobody is genius.
Could be shot in a school ever again because there is no schools.
You know, they did this in Maryland a while back, and it was a number of years now. There was a shooting in a hospital in Maryland. I believe it was in Baltimore. And, you know, a crazy man went in. I don't remember the details, but shot a number of people. So the Democrats, very, very Democratic state, the Democrats in the State House in Annapolis decided they were going to solve that problem. And you know what they did? They made hospitals gun-free zones.
Oh, sure. Oh, yes, that would certainly solve it. I've been listening to the proposals out there, the campus one, the shotgun. But let me ask you this. On a serious note, right, what would you think the outcome would be if you can go with the last shooting? We had a shooting out here years ago. Someone on a train killed, I don't forget how many people, but what do you think would happen in a situation like that if you had one responsible person trained with a handgun, and they were in that area with that crazy?
Well, I mean that's exactly right. You see, here's the thing, Bill. I mean, here's the anti-logic of the American liberal. If you make college campuses in Colorado gun-free zones, if you make hospitals in Maryland gun-free zones, then anybody, you make schools in Connecticut gun-free zones, which they did, then you've got a crazy person like that creep up there whose name I don't like to repeat. He knows that he's got an easy target. And this is, I was talking about this last night. CBS News was reporting last night that the creep, his name is Adam Lanza, went to the school because he knew it was going to be an easy target. He knew that the state had disarmed everyone there, that their security consisted of a lock on the door, which doesn't really do a lot if you've got some firearms with you, you know. And then right next to the door, there are windows that are made of glass, you know, that you can knock out with your hand if you choose to do that. And it's just the most idiotic, numbskull, dim-witted solutions that liberals come up with. And I mean, you know, your facetious take on this is at least as intelligent as these Democrat so-called solutions. This half-wit in Colorado, Salazar, who's saying, well, you know, we need to ban guns on college campuses, and because, you know, girls, you know, would just shoot some guy who's not up to no good because they think that he's up to no good. And besides, they have call boxes and they have safe zones, and you should get a whistle. And then the University of Colorado says, oh, and on top of that, here are some skills you need to learn. You know, karate, shooting skills, mace and pepper spray. No, vomit and urinate on yourself, and that'll turn the guy off, you know, unless he's a frat guy, and that will keep you safe from potential rape. It, nothing could be more ridiculous. And these are serious adults who paid to go, or their parents paid to send them to major universities in the United States so that they could enjoy the benefits of higher education. And they come out with solutions. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers again. Solutions like these solutions that are just fundamentally irrational. They're demonstrative of like a category of people that apparently have brain damage, which Joe Biden quite literally does. And liberals, you know, Barack Obama does not, as far as I can tell, have brain damage. He can't do math, however, but he doesn't apparently have brain damage. And these guys make these proposals that are the opposite of what you ought to be doing. And then they're very self-satisfied about it. They're very pleased with themselves. They think, well, gosh, now everybody's going to be safer and everything's going to be better. And they sit down, you know, quietly in an armchair and smile with their hands folded across their lap, satisfied that they've done something good. And it's just, I mean, nothing could be more absurd. It would be laughable if it weren't so obscene. It would be laughable if these people weren't in charge of our government, which is another thing altogether. Billy, thank you, my friend. Thanks for checking in. Let's go to where do you want to go? Are we going to go to Jason on WMAL? Jason, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage.
Good night.
Hey.
Hey, I have a comment for the Joe Biden just shooting your shotgun out the back door on your second floor. When you shoot a shotgun up in the air, those bullets do come down somewhere. And you actually do have a likelihood of them coming back down on top of yourself.
Well, I mean, you should shoot it on an angle so it doesn't come down on you. And buckshot, it's a bunch of heavy pellets flying up in the air. And then on account of the laws of gravity, they do come down. And now he says he lives out in the middle of the woods. So he doesn't apparently know where he lives. I know where he lives. I could point it to him. Somebody drives him there every night. So maybe it's a little unclear to him where he lives. But, you know, I mean, look, Jason, if these are the solutions they're offering, then what are they really proposing?
Unsafe gun use.
Yeah, it is unsafe gun use. We just had Doug, an NRA instructor, and his wife is an NRA instructor, too. Just had them on. They would recommend that you not go out on your balcony and blast two 12-gauge shotgun shells into the air as a means of really accomplishing anything other than making your ears ring a little bit.
Yeah, just letting them know that you fired the only shot you have.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I've got a double gauge. I got a double barrel shotgun here, and then you go boom, boom. And you know, honestly, did they ever watch Western movies when they're a kid? You know, when like Audie Murphy's in a gunfight with a guy, and he counts. You know, that's six, and then he stands up and says, and then the guy click, click. You know, it's like they counting the number of. Apparently, they didn't grow up watching Westerns. These guys.
Apparently not.
I don't know what they did grow up watching. And I don't know what they think constitutes a solution. I mean, if they think that these are solutions to the problems, then they should have their car keys taken away from them. I mean, these people aren't bright enough to be out on the road by themselves.
Plus, these are all people that are trying to take the guns away from law-abiding citizens as well.
Well, and you know, and look, we've run this experiment time and time again. We ran it in Washington, D.C., and between 1976 and 2008, they had basically an absolute handgun ban in Washington, D.C. And we had the highest per capita murder rate in Western civilization in the middle of that gun ban. Then we lifted the gun ban, and they all screamed that we were all going to die in a blaze of gunfire exchange in the city. And what happened last year, and I mentioned this last night, too, what happened last year was that Washington, D.C. had the lowest murder rate since 1961. So, you know, look, I was raised, Jason, in a liberal household. I was I had to grow up on my own. And part of growing up on your own and becoming a conservative rather than a liberal is recognizing that liberal solutions are not solutions at all, that they're dishonest, they're fundamentally misguided. Sometimes they're well-intentioned, sometimes they're not. I don't think that these are particularly well-intentioned. They veil themselves in the cloak of, we're looking out for you. President Obama was standing in front of, going to get to this in the next hour, standing in front of a bunch of first responders, fire and police. These people from the Washington area today saying, you know, if the Congress doesn't do my job for me, then you're all going to be in more danger and all your children are going to die. And, there's going to be a rolling gunfight. When your house is on fire, nobody's going to be able to respond to it because the Republicans aren't doing my job while I'm off golfing with Tiger Woods. And now I'm back to blame them. And now it's my nap time. And then I'm going to do a little putting in the Oval Office. And then it's off to a $900 dinner with my wife, which he did actually on Thanksgiving. Went to a chic. Barack Obama, I don't think it's made a lot of national news. Thank you, Jason. But Barack Obama and his lovely wife, Michelle, who is now skiing in, where is she, in Colorado? She's skiing, and they've closed the airspace around the mountain. I'm shaking my head in stunned silence. I'm rolling my eyes. They've closed the airspace around the ski resort where Michelle Obama is skiing. Now, that's pretty remarkable. She's the first lady. I'm Chris Plant, sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We're going to take one of those commercial breaks you hear so much about and be back to your calls.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, not quite. This is Chris Plant, Michael Savage, taking the night off. Chris Plant sitting in from Washington, D.C., coming to you from WMAL Studios in your nation's capital. Don't forget to go to michaelsavage.com, though, tonight before we go off the air. Take a look at A Time for War, a book that that must be read. It's the law. But we've been talking about Lunch Bucket Joe and the Vice President of the United States, a heartbeat away from the presidency, and his brilliant suggestion for home safety and personal safety, obviously disconnected from reality. These are suggestions. These are suggestions. And I was reminded in talking to Tony, a 12-year United States Marine and former police officer, I was reminded of a story that was in the news here, and I'm going to get to President Obama and what he said today about the fiscal cliff, as they call it, and I'm going to get to that in this hour. There's a lot to say about what the president had to say today. He should be ashamed of himself. Let's just start with that, and we'll get to that. And I want to get into whether it's, worth going off the fiscal cliff, whether you're willing to go off the fiscal cliff to make a point. It is an important point, after all. But I was reminded of a story in Washington, D.C., where, again, there's a real, very, very liberal city that all the politicians are either in prison or on their way to prison, or some of them, like Mayor Berry, Marion Berry, now a city alderman, no longer the city councilman, no longer the mayor, but, he's in and out of prison and got reelected after he was out of prison. Democrats, they like it that way. Standards. It's all about standards. And because they are so prejudiced against guns in this city, it took a Supreme Court decision to bring the Second Amendment back to life in Washington, D.C. And, of course, the liberals predicted when they imposed their gun ban in 1976, they predicted that this would reduce crime and murder. Of course, crime and murder went through the roof. I'm raising my right hand way up in the air. And then the gun ban was lifted in 2008 after the District of Columbia versus Heller decision in the Supreme Court. And liberals predicted that the murder rate would go through the roof, and it's dropped through the floor. Lowest murder rate in Washington, D.C. last year, 2012, since 1961. So whenever a liberal tells you this is what's going to happen, you can pretty much depend on the exact opposite of that happening. It's not just the law of unintended consequences. That's actually a different principle. This is just being wrong about everything. A consistent record over the course of decades. And there was an incident a couple few weeks ago in Washington, D.C., where a man was in his house, and he heard some kind of an upheaval going on outside. He went outside, and there was a pit bull. Not the pit bull's fault, the owner's fault, but a pit bull attacking a child. And this little boy, I think he was 10 years old, was being mauled by the pit bull. Well, the man living in the house witnessing this had a handgun in his home. He grabbed the handgun. He went out, and he shot the pit bull. In fact, there was more than one pit bull attacking the child. He shot pit bull number one. A police officer on a bicycle, no less, heard the gunfire, rushed to the scene, you know, rushing, like riding a bicycle, and raced over on his bicycle, jumped off, shot another pit bull. And the decision was made by the District of Columbia government that they were they arrested the man, and they're threatening prosecution. I think he's still in limbo at this point. They were going to prosecute him because it's illegal to discharge your firearm except under certain circumstances in self-defense in a life-threatening situation on your own property. And since he had stepped off of his property line, just off the curb in his neighborhood, he was put in jeopardy of going to prison because he saved a child from being mauled by wild hyenas. And, you know, my younger brother is a big pit bull owner, and he raises lovely, friendly, happy, smiling pit bulls that don't attack people. But occasionally pit bulls do attack people, and when they do, you know, boy, howdy, get out the way. And so this guy, you know, is he should get a good citizenship award, but instead they threaten him with prison. Now he's got to get a lawyer and spend money and yada, yada. There you have it. That's life in liberal land. It's the opposite of common sense, the opposite of logic, and it's dishonest. This is a big trend these days, overt dishonesty. I do want to go, before changing the subject, to President Obama. I'd like to go because there's a retired police officer on the line. Ron in Philadelphia. Ron, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant, sitting in for Michael Savage.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. You know, the story you just said about the pit bull, I absolutely agree with you. He should have got a Citizens Award for that. And that shows the type of people that you have in the district attorney's office that are running the show. They don't care what they get a conviction on as long as the conviction of anything. And justice runs out when your bank account runs out. I retired from the New York State Police over 20 years ago. You know, this stuff with the gun issue, it is not the problem with the clip. It's not the problem with the gun. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Years ago, we were outgunned. All we had was a six-shot Smith & Wesson Highway Patrolman 357. You could use 38 Special plus P. But you had that. You had a Model 37 Ithaca, which was a Deer Slayer, actually a Deer Slayer rifle, Parkerized. That's all you had, except the guys that were on the kill squad. There was a couple guys that were the 270 Winchester with the scope if they had to be the sniper. But, you know, the thing was, you were outgunned. I carried in my briefcase a KG-99. It was a 9mm semi-automatic, and I had five clips, and it was 20 rounds in a clip. And when I walked into several different hold-up alarms that were active, but it turned out to be false alarms, in several different banks in the area in Albany, New York, nobody ever batted an eyelash. And when they saw you walk in with that thing, I mean, you could have heard a pin drop. But you can't be outgunned. There was an investigation going on years ago. It was an HBO special or a TV movie at night. It was a Boss Luck investigation. And that was on several different bank alarm robberies. Banks were broken into. And it moved right into the Latham, New York area, where they found masks, radios, behind the Marine Midland Bank at the time. So if you'd have walked in on that, and all you had was a six-shot, and then you had 12 rounds in loop on your gun belt, you were done.
Yeah.
So, you know, this stuff they're trying to do is ridiculous.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, you know, in the old days, police carried a 38 special, 38 revolver. The bad guys mostly had 38 revolvers. Then the semi-autos started hitting the street. You always had the 1911 and with the 8-round magazine. But, you know, then these high-capacity magazines and the handguns started hitting the market. And, you know, understandably so, the advancement in technology and all that. Police went to the semi-autos and the Glocks, you know, the 17 plus one, right, 18 round capacity. Because you don't want the police to be outgunned. But now we've got this crazy situation around where the Democrats are coming up with all these proposals. And when you listen to these proposals, I mean, Lunch Bucket Joe aside, he's a moron. What do you think? And in terms of making us all safer, and you want us all to be safer, I want us all to be safer. I don't want another school shooting. Neither do you. So, you know, what is up with these suggestions? What's your take on it as a longtime police officer? What are these guys trying to accomplish, and what are they really going to accomplish?
All right, I'll give you an example of that. If you have citizens that are not armed, you're at the mercy of whoever has you held captive, whoever broke into your house, your neighbor's house, and you're trying to protect your family, their family, whatever the case is. There's been times, I've worked in quite a few different stations throughout the state of New York, where it took me over 1 hour, and I may have been the only trooper working in that particular shift. It took me over an hour to go from one end of my patrol area to the next. That's not counting if there's a deputy sheriff that could back you up or vice versa. Now, you can imagine if somebody's breaking your house in rural upstate New York where a trooper's over an hour away, how crazy is that?
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I said it before, and I'll say it again, Ron, you know, when seconds count, the police can be there in minutes. And, look, they don't believe in self-reliance. They don't believe in individualism. They don't believe in the United States of America. They don't believe in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. They don't believe in any of this stuff. They believe in the state. They believe in the primacy and the dominance of the state, of the government. It's who they are. A certain number of people that live among us are just that way. And unfortunately for us, an awful lot of them are in charge of various governmental institutions. And we, you know, rational, reasonable, sensible people who can explain why we believe what we believe, and we can also demonstrate based on past history what the result will be from this particular action versus that particular action. And we subscribe to these crazy notions where, you know, we use facts. Liberals love to say that they're always using facts. They never are. And I'm just amazed that so many Americans are snowed by the non-solutions that are being proposed by Democrats and think that these non-solutions will have a positive impact on the world around us and make us all safer, when in fact they will have, once again, the opposite result of what the Democrats pretend they will have.
Absolutely. I don't believe that the masses should be punished for the actions of the few. I mean, it's wrong. It's strange. I did not vote for Obama. I don't understand his whole being, where he's come from. Nobody's ever questioned his credentials before. I think it's rather strange. I didn't vote for Cuomo. I worked for Cuomo's father. I'm quite familiar with the Protective Services Unit and what it costs the state of New York to protect him. I mean, for Cuomo to pull what he did is strictly beneficial for himself. Jesus, does official misconduct ring a bell? When you do something to benefit yourself and you're in the public service, that kind of makes me chuckle because, him growing up and everything, he's had nothing but New York State Police personnel protecting him. And, in fact, I can tell you when the mansion was broken into, three troopers were transferred afterwards, but the Onondaga County Sheriff's Department in Onondaga, New York, caught the two criminals. Superintendent at the time assured the governor that nothing was taken and their security wasn't breached, when in fact it was, and the two culprits that were captured by the sheriff's office, they were found in possession of some of the jewelry and some other items taken out of the governor's office, along with the word cocaine.
Oh, hey, all right, no kidding. Wow, that's good stuff. Wow. Oh, that's really fun. Ron, my friend, I'm sorry we've run out the clock on us here. We've run over a little bit. Got to take a break. Great call. I'm glad we got to. A lot of fun talking to you. And thanks for sharing with all the peoples here on the Savage Nation. I'm Chris Plant, sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. If you've ever had that petrifying moment where you go to touch your hair and you can't tell if you're touching hair or straw, yeah, that was me about a year ago until I started using the Ovation Cell Therapy 3-step process. It took my hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair all within the first few washes, and it wasn't one of those results I just had to trust. I could see and feel it too. And you can experience the same thing. For example, one of my girlfriends who dyes her hair, curls and straightens it every day, and she hasn't had it trimmed in who knows how long, she started using Ovation, and it looked like she had just left the salon a few days later. All she had to do was go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and she got a special introductory offer. You can do the same. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your introductory discount.
Unbeatable, unbelievable values. Where have you heard that before? Too many times. So we become immune to the hype. Hi, I'm Richard Russell, and at age 76, I thought I've seen it all. But because of a computer glitch, a major better-end manufacturer found a ton of merchandise they didn't know they had. I got the call and bought the largest amount of goods at the biggest discount in my entire career. And 4 new containers have just come in, and the buys are spectacular. So if you want great savings on better goods, don't miss the President's Sale, where you can save up to 80%. We carry famous brand names such as Better Homes and Gardens, Flexsteel, Drexel, Pennsylvania House, Lauren by Ralph Lauren, and Tommy Bahama. So it does pay to believe, even if it sounds too good to believe. Let us wow you at our President's Sale during February at Russell's Furniture, 2645 El Camino, Santa Clara, and the Outlet Center in Dublin at the Amador Plaza.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. He took all the money he had, and in less than 8 months, the worst 8 trading months in the history of the stock market, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD that helps take the mystery out of the market, breaks down the trades and trends you need to know about, and shows you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 1-800-309-1118. That's 1-800-309-1118. Stock trading involves substantial risk.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
All right, then. I want to clarify or correct a minor item or two because I'm a stickler for such things. I looked up in the meantime the story that I was doing from memory about a month ago in Washington, D.C., less than a month ago. In Washington, D.C., it was an 11-year-old boy riding his bicycle through a neighborhood and three pit bulls on the loose, attacked the boy while riding his bicycle, dragged him off the bicycle and were mauling him. Man saw what was going on, went into his house, got the gun, came out. He killed one dog. That slowed things down a bit. Police officer arrived a couple of minutes later, shot and killed the other two dogs. And the news story the next day, the Washington Times, your real newspaper of record in Washington, D.C., the man, they're still investigating, and that's the most recent story I could find, whether the man was going to face charges for saving a child. You know, that's the abortion crowd for you. Hey, wait a minute, he saved a child. He should go to jail for that. truly amazing stuff. All right, I want to get into Barack Obama today, Barackus Obamas, Barackus the Great, our emperor extraordinaire. Today, now he just came back yesterday from Florida golfing with Tiger Woods, you know, play like the millionaires play. And his wife took, you know, a 757 out to Aspen to go skiing with the kids on slopes that were closed down for them, the airspace closed down for them, while Barack Obama took the 747 down to Florida so that he could hide out from the press and hang out with Tiger Woods. I wonder if there were any women folk in, because, you know, Tiger's single now. You look at how he behaved when he was married. I can only imagine how he behaves now that he's single. Could hardly blame him now that he's single. His problem, he just should have stayed single. That's the thing with him. It saved him a windshield, among other things. And President Obama, just back, and today they held a little dog and pony, a little bit of show business for the American people down at the White House, where they lined up a group of first responders, you know, had the black female firefighter over his left shoulder and the male Asian police officer over the other shoulder, and, you know, the usual sort of the Democrat show business thing, propaganda that Stalin would be proud of. And he came out and he had a bunch of things to say that were all of them really quite remarkable. It takes a lot of gall to be Barackus Obamas, that's for sure. But listen to this. Here's going with clip number one, guys. The president began by claiming that he's actually reduced our deficit by more than $2.5 trillion when we all know that he's increased it by $5.9 trillion, an absolute world record for any country at any point in human history, an absolute record. No competition. He is without peer when it comes to adding to the American deficit. Clip number one.
Over the last few years, both parties have worked together to reduce our deficits by more than $2.5 trillion. More than two-thirds of that was through some pretty tough spending cuts. The rest of it was through raising taxes, tax rates on the wealthiest 1% of Americans. And together, when you take the spending cuts and the increased tax rates on the top 1%, it puts us more than halfway towards the goal of $4 trillion in deficit reduction that economists say we need to stabilize our finances.
Yeah, that's it. Economists say this is what we need to do to stabilize our finances. Add another $6 trillion. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-397-7200 for your free quote. Call 1-800-397-7200. That's 1-800-397-7200. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Star Talk 560 KSFO. A tornado was sighted near Sacramento this afternoon. It was spotted just north of Red Bluff. It was small and weak, with winds reaching up to about 70 miles an hour. No damage was reported. The man convicted of killing Washington intern Chandra Levy wants a new trial. Attorneys for Ingmar Gwandike believe his prosecution was predicated on a lie. Levy's 2001 murder attracted attention because of her romantic relationship with California Congressman Gary Condit. And the pilot of a helicopter that crashed during filming for a new reality TV show in Southern California has had his flying privileges suspended twice in the past decade. Once for operating a helicopter in a careless and reckless manner, the second time for failing to communicate with air traffic controllers. Taking a look at the roadways, not bad. Northbound 880 Dixon Landing Road, have a stalled car there off to the right side. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want to tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Mike Kruko here. Hey, are you tired of bumbling around for those reading glasses? You can't see the menu, can't see the scorecard on the golf course, can't read the yellow pages? Enough already. I got Dr. Dan Beers right here. He's an expert in a new vision procedure called Restore. Now, Dan, I understand this procedure can give your patient sharp 20/20 vision for both reading and distance.
That's right, Mike. After age 50, our reading vision fades away. I perform a lot of LASIK, but LASIK has limitations for patients over age 50. With LASIK after age 50, I can set one eye for distance, one eye for reading, but if you want to see 20/20 with both eyes for distance and for reading, then the Restore procedure is definitely the best option.
All right, so you could come to the yard, watch Tim Lincecum throw strikeouts on the field, and you could read your program at the same time. If you happen to have a cataract, then your medical insurance may even pay for part of the procedure. All right, folks, if you're sick and tired of reading glasses, call 1-877-5-BEERS-5 for a free consultation with Dr. Beers in Mountain View. 1-877-5-BEERS-5. 1-877-5-BEERS-5.
You know, one of the worst feelings is when you get up in the morning, turn your shower faucet on full blast in the home you may have owned for a long time, you hear some funny noises in the wall, maybe see some rusty water, then the water comes out about half the rate it should. If somebody flushes the toilet or turns on the washing machine while you're in that shower, you get scalded. Brian Sussman here. This low water pressure situation is likely due to old galvanized pipes that need to be replaced. Here's the good news. Plumbing Tech and Repipe Incorporated can fix this problem. Plumbing Tech and Repipe, locally owned, full-service plumbing company. They are copper plumbing specialists, and they can repipe your entire home in just a few short days. All the work 100% guaranteed, and their rates are extremely competitive. They service residential and commercial properties throughout the entire Bay Area. Mention KSFO and receive 20% off the entire project. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682, or online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, you know, and there is a question hovering around all of this, and it has to do with whether, you know, as a taxpayer, an American citizen, a voter, whether you want to see us go off the fiscal cliff and all that stuff. This is Chris Plant, by the way, sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. And if you haven't yet gone to michaelsavage.com on Al Gore's amazing internet, do that. Pick up a copy or 10 of the book, A Time for War. And we're talking about President Obama and his event today. It's not even a press event. They call things press conferences in Washington now when the press just sits in the room and never says a word. It's not a press conference. It's a media event, completely and strictly controlled by the White House, by the government, by the Obama administration, to deliver unto us a message that generally doesn't really represent reality, as is the case with the clip that I just played for you, where the president very, very briefly sounded an almost bipartisan note for may have been the most bipartisan he's ever been. He said both parties have worked together to reduce our deficits by more than $2.5 trillion. Of course, that's not true unless you believe that adding $5.9 trillion to the debt can also be a scenario where you've saved us all $2.5 trillion through phony Washington math that you can only get away with if you're a liberal Democrat, because if a Republican tried this, he'd be laughed off the stage. And the press wouldn't sit there quietly, humbly smiling at the president and not challenging the numbers. But these are absurd on the face of it. The idea that he said, it's like, we were talking about it during the break here and talking to Doug in San Francisco, and it's like, not to make it a misogynist thing, but it's like your wife going out when you're already so in debt. We are $16.5 trillion in debt. You're already so in debt that you can barely breathe and you can't sleep at night, and your wife goes out, or if you're a woman, your husband goes out and spends, you know, $5,900 that you don't have, and comes home and says, "Yeah, but everything was on sale. In reality, I saved us $2,500." And you say, "Oh yeah, okay, yeah, you're brain damaged, and we're taking it all back." But that's what Barack Obama is peddling to a great and once God-fearing nation, and he's selling this stuff, and it won't be talked about in the pages of the Washington Post, the New York Times tomorrow, MSDNC. They're going to praise him for saving us but he saved us $2.5 trillion. It's la-la land. It's woo-woo world. It's completely nuts. Let's go on to cut number. And here's the thing. This is a word that I find myself using repeatedly these days. It's dishonest. It's not true. It's untrue. It is what your mother would have called a lie, because you know it's not true, but you say it anyway. And they convince themselves, politicians, not limited to Barack Obama, they convince themselves that if they phrase it this way, if they use this word instead of that word, then technically it's true. But in the end, it's not, because it's deceptive. It's misleading. It is designed to mislead. So let's go on to cut number two. President Obama today at the White House.
A Congress back in 2011 also passed a law saying that if both parties couldn't agree on a plan to reach that $4 trillion goal, about $1 trillion of additional arbitrary budget cuts would start to take effect this year. And by the way, the whole design of these arbitrary cuts was to make them so unattractive and unappealing that Democrats and Republicans would actually get together and find a good compromise of sensible cuts, as well as closing tax loopholes and so forth. And so this was all designed to say, we can't do these bad cuts. Let's do something smarter. That was the whole point of this so-called sequestration.
He sounds like he's mimicking himself, doesn't he? He sounds like an impersonator, Barack Obama impersonator. He said Congress back in 2011, tying this around Congress's neck, also passed a law saying that if both parties couldn't agree on a plan, reach $4 trillion goal, blah, blah, blah. He's hanging it on Congress. All right? That is dishonest. That is misleading. He knows that. It was the White House that proposed this. Barack Obama is the president of the United States. It is, in the end, therefore, Barack Obama's responsibility for coming up with the whole idea of the sequester. He and the White House presented it to Congress. Congress, which is made up of Democrats and Republicans, agreed to go with the White House plan. All right? And now he tries to tie it around the neck of Congress by using slippery language. And by the way, when Congress passed the bill, this element provided by the White House, Barack Obama signed it into law. It doesn't become law until the president signs it. I know he circumvents the traditional method of law making in the United States of America. But this is another, at a bare minimum, misleading, dishonest misrepresentation of the reality of what's going on in Washington, D.C. So, another example of Barack Obama being Barack Obama. And the man doesn't take responsibility for anything. He needs to man up. He needs to behave like an adult, because this is not only sort of juvenile, it's actually infantile. Cut number three, guys, Barack Obama from today.
Now, if Congress allows this meat cleaver approach to take place, it will jeopardize our military readiness. It will eviscerate job-creating investments in education and energy and medical research. It won't consider whether we're cutting some bloated program that has outlived its usefulness or a vital service that Americans depend on every single day. It doesn't make those distinctions. Emergency responders like the ones who are here today, their ability to help communities respond to and recover from disasters will be degraded. Border Patrol agents will see their hours reduced. FBI agents will be furloughed. Federal prosecutors will have to close cases and let criminals go.
Criminals will be loose on the street. Children will be starving. Medical research will come to a screeching halt. The borders will fall open to hordes of al-Qaeda and illegal aliens, something that he has dedicatedly not cared about for the last 4 years and has opposed border security while secure. It's reminded me of Poltergeist, the movie Poltergeist. This house is clean. Our borders are secure. Nothing could be more ridiculous. These people, I don't know whether they are dedicated liars or whether they are sociopaths, or whether they just honestly convince themselves, because they went to law school, that if you phrase it differently, that it's not technically a lie, But if one of these people's spouses asked them if they'd been cheating on them, I'd listen very, very carefully to their answers, because they are like weasels, sharp-toothed weasels, when it comes to the use of the English language. He didn't stop there. See, now it's Republicans in Congress. All the onus is on them. He's been off on a golf outing. He's been off with Tiger Woods in a gated community filled with millionaires and billionaires, with his sand wedge in hand, presumably. Maybe a little nighttime skeet shooting, because he's just that good. He can shoot at night. And here it comes again. Now the Republicans in Congress. The Democrats haven't passed a budget. And I love this stat. It's one of the first decent lines the Republicans have come up with in the last 10 years. The Democrats and the Republicans have passed a budget out of the House of Representatives. They move it over to the Senate. And the Senate, Harry Reid, Democrat, puts the passed budget out of the House of Representatives in the bottom drawer of his desk. And they haven't passed a budget since before the iPad was available. The Mac iPad was not on the market the last time the Democrats passed a budget. And it's a violation of law, by the way. And the president, by law, is required to present a budget to the Congress. And he hasn't done it again this year. And when he does, it's such a joke that the last time he actually presented a budget to Congress, with Democrats controlling the Senate voted against Barack Obama's phony baloney placeholder budget with a vote of 97-0. 97-0. So, you know, that'll give you some indication. And here he comes again, trying to tie it. All the children are going to starve. You know, hospitals are going to close. The borders will be open. The FBI will let criminals free. And your daughter is going to be raped because, you know, she's going to have to vomit on herself to protect herself. Because, why? Well, because the Republicans in Congress will control, you know, half of one house of the Congress. And here he comes now, tying it around the necks of the Republicans.
So now Republicans in Congress face a simple choice. Are they willing to compromise to protect vital investments in education and health care and national security and all the jobs that depend on them? Or would they rather put hundreds of thousands of jobs and our entire economy at risk just to protect a few special interest tax loopholes that benefit only the wealthiest Americans and biggest corporations? That's the choice. Yeah. Are you willing to see a bunch of first responders lose their job because you want to protect some special interest tax loophole? Are you willing to have teachers laid off, or kids not have access to Head Start, or
kids
deeper cuts in student loan programs,
deeper.
Just because you want to protect a special tax interest loophole that the vast majority of Americans don't benefit from? That's the choice.
Vulgar.
That's the question.
Vulgar and crass class warfare, more Saul Alinsky-style polarization, more steaming, festering cauldrons of crap being peddled by the fake leader of the free world, the pretender in chief. This is beneath contempt, as my mother used to say when she became indignant. This is reprehensible. It is so fundamentally dishonest that I want to file articles of impeachment, but that's me. And of course, it's all the Republicans. The Democrats, which control the Senate, apparently have no say in anything. The president, you know, who is a regular skeet shooter and golfer, has nothing to do with this process. He's the complainer, the whiner in chief. This is really beneath contempt. Appalling. Clip number five. So here it is. Everybody, and it's the children, and it's Head Start. The usual hostages, the usual human shields that the Democrats like to peddle. Barackus Obama's from today. More class warfare.
So I need everybody who's watching today to understand we've got a few days. Congress can do the right thing. We can avert just one more Washington-manufactured problem that slows our recovery and bring down our deficits in a balanced, responsible way. That's my goal. That's what would do right by these first responders. That's what would do right by America's middle class.
America's middle class. He's standing up for the middle class. He's looking out for you. And the children. What about the children? Don't you want the children to have Head Start? The mean Republicans in Congress. This is it, all right? And I've been saying this for a couple of months now. Everything that this president and his party does is about the midterm elections. Nothing is rooted in truth, honesty, or reality, or the American way, since we had those other two. And this is all about the midterm elections because he knows, believes, that, and he's correct, that he has to take the House of Representatives back from the Republicans in order to get his radical, extremist, un-American agenda through. And in order to do that, he can only do it on the backside of his second term. And his legacy is riding on it. As president, he's already a failed president. He'll be a complete failure as president if he can't take the House of Representatives away from the Republicans so that he gets a free ride, a blank check, gets all of his nutty ideas through Congress, and fundamentally transforms the country as he promised to do. We're going to take a quick one here. I'm Chris Plant, sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I have some great news, Americans. If you're determined to do your best and start 2013 on the right foot, first you need to go and look your best. If you have stained and yellow teeth, that could be an embarrassment, especially during job interviews or at a business meeting. And like you, thousands have tried whitening toothpaste, and they just don't make those ugly stains go away. Strips, they're messy. They're painful with sensitivity. That's why I recommend Power Swabs. It's the first tooth whitening system that lifts stains off of your teeth in 5 minutes and 6 shades whiter in 7 days. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, veneers, bonding caps, and crowns. Call right now and receive it for 50% off the normal price. Dial 1-800-976-5403. Write it down. 1-800-976-5403. Start showing off your beautiful teeth and smiling more. Try Power Swabs risk-free today. Call 1-800-976-5403. 1-800-976-5403 for a whiter smile.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car, too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023, where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion, literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you. And there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Hey, Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. And get on Al Gore's amazing internet there and go to michaelsavage.com. Buy a handful of books. Give them to your friends. Give them to all your pals at work. A Time for War. We are talking about Barack Obama and the impending fiscal cliff. At this point, I think people, certainly in the town where I sit, Washington, D.C., are so sick of this crap that is being peddled by our phony baloney leaders. And all the drama, I think they just like being on TV. And what the president is peddling, astonishing, appalling. It's hard to say which is a greater factor here, whether it's more astonishing than appalling or more appalling than astonishing. Let's go to the telephones. I threw out something of a question earlier. Are you willing to go off the fiscal cliff to stand on principle? Should the Republicans stand on principle? Like, the president just wants to raise taxes again. That's the bottom line. We just raised taxes $600 billion. That's all, $600 billion, on 0.7% of the population. And Barack Obama then come back, and he's got something he likes to call the balanced approach. And that means you raise taxes again. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't we just raise taxes? Yeah, and now we do it again like a gangster. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to BJ in Reno, Nevada, the biggest little city in the world. Hey, BJ.
Hello?
Hey, there you are.
Hi, this is... Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm in Missouri, and I want to talk a little bit about the Second Amendment, so, all right, and our 10 Bill of Rights. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. I think we've got a little confusion on the call screening there, but you're in Missouri. Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, well, the first, you know, the Bill of Rights, they cannot be amended and changed, even though they've tried to work at it. Common sense, we can't let that happen because eventually our country would be going under. The second thing, the Second Amendment, naturally everybody should know, is protect us from the government. That's the main thing. And another thing, have you heard of Oath Keepers?
Oath Keepers.
Okay.
No.
Help us get the word out.
Mm-hmm. I think I lost you. I think I lost you, my friend. Where are we going to go? Let's take a look at line one. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, you're on Savage Nation with Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage. Matthew in Naples, Florida. Matthew, you're not there either. We're having some telephonic complications, aren't we? President Obama today holding a little dog and pony down at the Greater White House complex, talking about the fiscal cliff, which is impending. And here's what he's selling. Here's what he's peddling. It's all the Republicans' fault, because it's not about the fiscal cliff. He's happy to take us off the fiscal cliff. It's like Thelma and Louise. We're the hostages tied up, locked in the trunk of the T-Bird. He wants to drive us off the cliff. As long as we can't see what's really going on, as long as he can pretend that he's the passenger in the car and he's not driving, as long as the Republicans will get the blame for Barack Obama's failure to lead on anything, and I mean anything, if a Barack Obama fan can explain to me what it is that Barack Obama has led on what issue in foreign policy, the biggest debacle in modern history and getting worse all the time, from the Muslim Brotherhood to alienating our allies to Libya and on it goes, Benghazi. The president has not led on anything. He's abdicated, essentially stepped down as the leader of the free world, a role that all other presidents have reveled in, and this president has disdain for, because he doesn't want the United States to lead anybody anywhere, because he doesn't believe that we're worth following, doesn't believe that we set a good example, doesn't believe that we contribute to the greater good. So he has withdrawn the United States from the world stage. He's happy to gut the military, which is one of the things that, and it won't quite gut the military, but $85 billion in the sequestration slash and burn cuts, $49 billion of that will be out of the defense budget. And this, of course, is, to put it in context, from an annual budget that is $3.6 trillion. These are really astonishing figures. $3.6 trillion annual budgets, expenditures by the federal government. And we're talking about cutting $85 billion, which a lot of people are saying is essentially a rounding error. It's a pretty big rounding error, but it's essentially a rounding error in the context of $3.6 trillion. The president doesn't care if we go off the cliff. He just cares if he gets the blame. And the news media is all lined up to do whatever they can to lay it out, so that the Republicans get the blame, because they too want the Democrats to take over the House of Representatives. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. I should be here tomorrow night as well.